Many places around the world are known for their curry dishes. Curry is a kind of sauce that is highly seasoned and sometimes spicy. The sauce is usually combined with vegetables and meat and served over rice. Some of the best-known curries come from India and Thailand. Other countries in Asia, including Indonesia and Japan, also have their own special curry dishes. South Africa is not so well known for its curry, but food expert Christopher Kimball recently praised a curry he found in Cape Town. He wrote recently about the dish, called Cape Malay, in a piece for the Associated Press. Kimball describes Cape Malay curry as somewhat similar to Indian curry, but it is lighter in flavor or taste. Kimball learned about making the dish from cooking teacher Faldela Tolker. She told him the spices used in Cape Malay curry are similar to those in Indian curry, but they are used differently. They are not ground fine like they are in Indian curry. Cape Malay curry uses the whole form of each spice. After the sauce is cooked, the individual pieces of spice are removed. The result is a lighter, brighter, milder curry than most people are used to, Kimball notes. Kimball included a recipe for Cape Malay chicken curry in his new cookbook, Milk Street Tuesday Nights. Here is how you can make Cape Malay curry for yourself. First, mix spices together. You will need 15 milliliters each of whole fennel and cumin seeds, and 5 milliliters each of turmeric, salt, and pepper. Put about 15 milliliters of the spice mixture onto uncooked chicken. Boneless, skinless chicken pieces called thighs work best, Kimball says. Next, heat some cooking oil in a large pan. Add 2 medium-sized onions cut into small pieces. Cook them for 8 to 10 minutes until they are lightly browned. Then add in 4 cloves of chopped garlic, 2 serrano chili peppers cut in half, and about 100 grams of fresh ginger. About 30 seconds later, add in about 500 milliliters of chicken broth and 500 milliliters of cherry tomatoes, along with 2 whole cinnamon sticks, 2 bay leaves, and the rest of the spice mixture you prepared earlier. Then add the chicken thighs to the pan. Make sure the chicken is covered with the liquid. Bring the liquid to a simmer. Then cover and cook for 25 minutes. Stir in about 0.5 kilogram of potatoes, cut into small pieces. Cover the pan again and return to a simmer. Cook until the chicken and potatoes are soft, another 12 to 15 minutes. Safely remove the chicken from the pan and put it onto a large plate. Remove the ginger, cinnamon sticks, bay leaves, and chili halves. Continue to simmer over medium heat for another 5 minutes. Pull the chicken into bite-sized pieces, then return it to the pan and stir to combine. Stir in juice from 1 lemon, then taste the mixture and add additional salt and pepper if needed. After the cooking is finished, pour the curry mixture into a serving bowl and put fresh mint on top. Serve over basmati or jasmine rice. The lemony, richly flavored curry takes about 1 hour to prepare and serves 6 people. I'm Ashley Thompson.